2025 budget consideration for Highway 101 pedestrian safety project. Offline discussions among elected official and staff outside of the meeting was the approach sanctioned by Sunshine Coast Regional District (SCRD) Electoral Services Committee Chairperson Justine Gabbias to get the next stages of the Connect the Coast active transportation option along Highway 101 into the second round debate for the coming year's budget. Those discussions are slated to begin January 13th, with spending plan finalizations anticipated in February. At the committee's December 19th meeting, correspondence and a presentation from the community volunteer group spearheading the construction of an all-ages, multi-mode pathway that would create a safe person-powered travel route between the Langdale and Earls Cove ferry terminals requested $35,000, to be used as matching funds for 2026 grant opportunities, and for 10 hours of staff time to support the initiative be considered in the current year's financial plan. "We have to do whatever we can," stated Area E Director Donna McMahon, citing a December 6 incident that resulted in a pedestrian fatality on Highway 101. Her concerns were echoed by others at the committee table. "Water should be key in agriculture land planning," McMahon. A presentation on provincial land use planning for the agriculture sector identifying 6 key concerns was also delivered at the meeting. McMahon asked that issues surrounding access to water for farms bring that list up to 7 items. "It's a critical problem on the Sunshine Coast," she stated. The limited amount of agriculture land reserve protected sites, pressures related to development of those lands and their surrounding areas, as well as changing demographics in the province, were cited as concerns by Ministry of Agriculture and Food staffer Reed Bailey in the update. He stated he was aware of water supply issues on the lower coast and encouraged the SCRD to reach out to the ministry to explore how potential adjustments in provincial decision-making could help address those. Along with addressing the complexities around water licensing, Roberts Creek Area Director Kelly Bax asked about adjusting regulations around well sharing, which currently restrict private property owners drilling a single well to supply multiple properties. McMahon suggested an addition that would be helpful to SCRD efforts to support local food security would be ministry differentiation of farms by their products. If that was provided, rules around farm use of regional water use could be drafted to ensure food production is prioritized over agriculture uses such as boarding of horses or growing of Christmas trees or flowers, should elected officials want to explore that option. Development permit for site atop the ferry bypass route recommended. An application by Bonnybrook Industries to construct an auxiliary building at 1200 Stewart Road, the top point of the Langdale Bypass, in Area F, received the committee's okay at the meeting. Pending board endorsement and provincial confirmation that site remediation requirements have been met, a 334-square-meter mechanical repair shop will be allowed on that 1.97-hectare site, in addition to the existing structures. The only concerns raised by the directors were about landscaping and invasive weed control related to the project. West Howe Sound, Area F, Director Kate Louise Stamford noted that areas such as soil berms on industrial sites can become locations where species like Scotch broom, Cytisus scaparius, tend to pop up, can quickly take hold and allow the spread of seeds. SCRD staff at the meeting confirmed that a landscape plan would be a requirement for this development and that there is follow-up to ensure the approved plantings are completed. In moving the recommendation on the permit, McMahon stated, "I don't put a lot of sweat into beautifying industrial properties as a general thing, but I do note that due to the location on the bypass, which almost every tourist that visits the Sunshine Coast goes past, I do care."